Hey fans, Reid Farron here at the Senior Bowl with NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel, great to see you again as always. Seems like we were just here a year ago.
Yeah, time goes by pretty quick, and unfortunately the sun goes down pretty quick as well. A little cold out here.
I want to know your thoughts on what you thought about first day here at Senior Bowl.
Good. I mean, it was really good. When you look at the offensive and defensive linemen, I mean, that's what stood out to me. Zach Martin from Notre Dame had a really good day. Hageman, the defensive tackle from Minnesota, looked good. And then you also had kind of, to me, the star of the show up front was Aaron Donald from Pitt. I mean, just he went up against Cyril Richardson, the big guard from Baylor, got after him pretty good. So, pretty good day up front. We'll get him padded up tomorrow, and the pace will even continue to increase.
Now, as a former scout, just walk fans through the mindset of a scout. Are the practices more important than the game, per se?
Well, I mean, the scouts are here during the week for practices. Most of them will leave Wednesday or Thursday, so they won't stick around for the game. Well, everybody will end up watching the game on tape, but really the week of practice is a big deal. So this is the first chance for these players to get in front of the decision makers. The NFL coaches are out here, the general managers. Most of them are pretty wrapped up with the regular season. Now they're really getting into the draft, so this is their first exposure to these guys. So people always talk about, oh, there's no such thing as draft stock, the games are over. Not true. You can really help yourself with a good week down here.
Now, we talked last year, 2-14 the Chiefs, fast forward to season 11-5 playoffs. Thoughts on the Chiefs season?
Phenomenal. I mean, having a chance to be around Coach Reid for a couple years in Philadelphia, I'd say I'm not totally surprised. I mean, I just think he's a phenomenal football coach. And when you get Alex Smith, get the quarterback situation taken care of, we saw the talent of this team kind of come out. You know, defense is loaded. There's a lot of pieces in place. Offensively, I think going forward, maybe you look to get a little more explosive on the outside, the receiver position. Good news for Chiefs fans, this draft is loaded with wide receivers.
Who are you liking at their wide receiver spot? Obviously, there's a lot to choose from.
Sammy Watkins is at the very top. The Chiefs won too many games, I think, to be involved in the Sammy Watkins sweepstakes, but there's a bunch of them. I mean, you got the two Giants and Mike Evans and Kelvin Benjamin at Florida State, two big guys that can go up and get the football. Then we got some real speed players. Paul Richardson at Colorado can fly. One of my favorite receivers, Jarvis Landry at LSU, is a big physical, kind of an Anquan Boldin type player. I mean, I could go on and on and on. There's a lot of depth at the receiver position this year.
Lastly, what are you most excited about seeing the rest of the week here at Senior Bowl?
I want to see these quarterbacks. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo was down there at the East-West last week. He had a great week. We'll see if he can kind of carry that over for the South team this week. Logan Thomas, disappointing on tape when you watch him this year, but you just see almost 6'6", 250 pounds. It was really ripping it out here today. So we'll see which one of these quarterbacks emerges at the end of the week.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.